The council session, so might ask that the relevant folks return to the room, including one member of the council who I think will be back in a moment, and we'll try to move forward here. I'll let Catherine round up some strays.
We have the
letter play sergeant of arms as well as city attorney.
Some of the key players I notice are not here, so yes. We should probably wait
we're
for them.
We're going to wait for them for a moment, but wanted to let them know that we're ready. No one wants to go outside right now anyway, so that we haven't, we're not completely rude. It's pouring out there. See anybody out there? Okay. Thank you.
I think you could need some rock bands.
Hey, you've been nominating Cascadia Subduction Zone for some time.
Trump, the usual suspect. Actually, we probably should find out from the applicant first.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what I would suggest. Let's first ask the two legal counsels if there's anything useful that the council ought to hear from your deliberations for the last few minutes. If not, that's okay. And then I should call on each of us to talk a little bit about where we'd like to go with this case. So I wanted to give you a moment to confer with your client, and we did, not much of a moment, but at least one.
We just wanted to sort of outline for you the impact of what I think you're thinking about, which is to continue this proceeding until there's an outcome for you to look at or hear under the CCPR. We've been at this a couple of years now. We think that our estimate of the amount of time for the CCPR was too short, given the amount of work that has to be done up front by the traffic engineers before there is an application. So it's more like 6 to 8 months. This is probably going to push the project out of another full year or year and a half. Part of the reason for that is we're in a vulnerable position right now, and we had planned to work on the design if we got a comp plan change and zone change. Now we don't have that comfort, so we can't really spend the $2 or $3 million on the design of the building until we get to the end of the CCPR process, and hopefully it would be successful. So what we're being asked to do, and which we're willing to do, is to risk the money for the CCPR in that process. We would still very much like to get some kind of an indication today, albeit certainly not binding, that we're not just going through an exercise that is going to be ultimately unsuccessful. And but again, we're laying out the facts for you as we see them. We're willing to work with you. And so that's where our position is.
All right. Thank you. That's helpful. Anything that you want to add?
Our offer still remains.
Okay. Thank you. So I think it would be helpful maybe to all concerned and certainly for our deliberations for each of us to talk a little bit about what our opinion is of the options in front of us and the issues that we want to comment on. So Commissioner Novick.
I don't have a firm opinion based on how I would vote based on the information available today. So to me, it would be valuable to go through the CCPR process and to look at the information that comes forward in that process, documentation of current and projected post-development mode shares, mode share information, including targets, investments, educational strategies, report requirements, enforcement mechanisms, all of that stuff. So, I mean, I think that my decision could well turn on the information presented in that proceeding. That doesn't mean necessarily that I would feel bound by what the hearings officer decided in that context, because they're two separate decisions, but I just think I would benefit from the additional information.
Thank you. Mr. Britz?
So I'm finding it difficult to see a parking review that would convince me that commercial parking near that near light rail and in this very congested area would be a good thing. I appreciate the residential zoning of the block. I don't see that we get all that much more compliance with or furtherance of the comprehensive plan by changing it to a commercial zone, and I'm very reluctant to do zone changes that have multiple conditions attached, which then get really difficult for staff to track. If it's the will of the council to go through the parking review, that would have given me more information on which to make my decision had I had it today. However, I do start, after having had this process, I'm starting from the I don't know what the right verb is, but thinking that residential zoning is probably more appropriate for this block.
Okay, thank you. If there is ever any doubt that council members weigh these cases carefully and don't come into this room with a bias, I think our agonizing over this case should help reassure some people, because I found this case very difficult to weigh. I wrote down two words that a lot of my thinking on this case turn around. One is possible, and the other is assured. First of all, I'll come back to those words, and they'll hopefully mean a little more when I get back to them. Comp plan amendments are the big event and the rare event in our deliberations on land use cases, and the burden of proof is always on the applicant. You got to prove first to the hearings officer and then to us that this is better than what the community agreed upon in the legislative process. And that's a very high bar. And I keep articulating that test in every case that we have because I feel that's really important. That's the deal that we all have in the land use planning process, that what's in the code and in the plan is something that we can all rely on. But every now and then, for the right reasons in a particular case, we'll make a change. My feeling about this particular case is that it might be possible that a building that incorporated additional parking for the Mac Club and these short-term units, in addition to the housing that was already permitted on the site, might be as good or better a neighbor than what the base zone allows. But it's not assured. And so, therefore, to approve a comp plan amendment and a zone change in hope that we'll get to that outcome is very difficult for me to agree to. And, in fact, I'm not willing to agree to that. I'm not willing to say we can hope. Now, this is an institution that has a long history. There's a developer here who does great projects, and I'm sure that the design process with his work and his architect and our careful review and the neighborhood's careful oversight could make sure that we got a really great building. And if I was a neighbor to this site, that would be a key consideration to me, not just the parking issues, but I'd want a building that from a design standpoint was a great success and something that the neighborhood would be happy to welcome to the neighborhood. So another bias I have here is, and there are comp plan provisions at work, is it is fully expected by the city of Portland, including the neighborhood that worked on this comp plan, that this site's going to grow a lot of housing. So for anyone who's harboring an illusion that it will remain in its current condition, I think that's an illusion. It's supposed to be high-density urban housing. It's a block from light rail. So please, if anyone thinks this is going to be a dog walk forever, you're kidding yourself. But it's going to be a high-density urban housing project. But the question before us is, should it be that and these other things as well? And that is not assured well enough for me today to agree to the comp plan and zone change. But again, as you can tell, I'm on the balance about that question. So, Mr. Janik, and for your clients, I am saying to you that as a member of this council, it is possible that I could approve this if I saw a CCPR and a design that met and exceeded our expectations. Finally, one side note, aside from whatever happens on this block, please, 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 let's not have any further discussion of a site owned by the transit agency on light rail becoming a parking garage. I'm not sure what's going to happen down there, but that's not what should happen. Commissioner Fish.
So in answer to the question, I have an open mind going through this process and am continuing to weigh and evaluate the evidence, and I have some factual and legal issues that I'm struggling with. And if any of us had a bias coming into this proceeding, we would have to have disclosed it, or someone out here would call it out. So I have to say, I'm constantly surprised by the outcome of these proceedings, in part because I very rarely come in having a clear understanding of where my colleagues are, because they come in with an open mind waiting to hear the evidence and the law. The one thing that always stays in my mind is Commissioner Fritz's admonition to stay in my lane, follow what the comp plan and the law says, and apply those criteria. And sometimes people in rooms like this are very disappointed with those outcomes and sometimes delighted, but I try to stay in my lane and follow the law and the code. So in answer to the question, could I ultimately side with the applicant based on the findings of the CCPR, I have an open mind. But I appreciate the mayor saying this is a tough case, because it is without a lot of precedent. And these are unusual cases. Comp plan amendments, zone changes, this way. And I think the bar is high for us to get it right. And that's why in tough cases we take a little extra time and we struggle, because we are trying to get it right. Easy cases, we can dispose of an easy case in 15 minutes. In fact, sometimes the mayor signals to the parties you can actually, you don't have to use all your time, just let's open and close the hearing because we can move forward. This is a harder case. So I would benefit from the CCPR being completed, and I'm also going to take some additional time to go back into the record in some areas that I think we touched on in the give and take here, but I think warrant me going a little deeper and making sure I understand it and being faithful to this process. And for me, the other point worth noting is that there is an as-of-right use which the applicant can at any time choose to pursue. And if this makeshift approach is burdensome, or if at some point there's some change in the dynamic, the applicant has the right to move forward with the as-of-right. And as Mr. Janik eloquently pointed out, they are quite similar in some important respects. So I would be comfortable with the approach that we're trying to craft, and I would continue to maintain an open mind.
Thank you. So is someone ready to make a motion based on that discussion? I'll turn to you, Commissioner Fritz, because you just might be able to do that.
Well, thank you. I'm wondering if the applicant wants to tell us at this point what you would, are you still wanting us to continue with this application?
Let's proceed. I think what you're looking for is a continuation of this proceeding without a decision, and then hearing the case after there's been a adjudication of the CCPR, and you can look at that.
Okay.
I would just clarify, Mayor Hales, one thing. You mentioned continuing this case until you could look at the CCPR and the design of the building. That we can't do. That's a whole different set of criteria, and we'd have to spend $2 or $3 million to get a design done to bring to you to review, and we wouldn't that at risk with the uncertainty of the outcomes now of the comp plan change, the zone change, and then the CCPR.
Okay, I hear you.
Thank you, Ms. Janik. So if I could ask staff to come back and give us your recommendation on the way that we should do what we have outlined, which is to in some way come back to council after the staff and the hearings officer have reviewed the Central City parking review.
What we would suggest is, yes, we think that legally it's possible to defer your decision. We will be very careful procedurally in doing all of the proper notices, perhaps submitting a new staff report with this amended approach, and taking the Central City Parking Review application to the hearings officer and following all of the notification requirements, et cetera, to make sure that we're covering this amended proposal that includes the Central City Parking Review.
So you would allow the applicant, Development Services would allow the applicant to amend the application to add the Central City Parking Review request. It would then be noticed. The hearings office would hold a hearing on the entire package as well as the parking review. Is that correct? Because it would be an amended proposal.
Perhaps Catherine can speak to that as well.
Catherine? Like Commissioner Fish, I've learned to stay in my lane, and I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on TV.
If I may, I think that there are findings from the hearings officer that speaks to a different proposal. So it ultimately, the findings will have to be revised to speak to this proposal.
So there's two principles that I'm looking at here. First of all, it's extremely expensive to apply for a comprehensive plan change. And since the analysis on the comprehensive plan change has been done, a lot of the staff work has been done, it doesn't seem reasonable to start over and require another payment of that portion of it. So that's one principle. The other principle is that community members, everybody has at least as much opportunity to participate in what we're doing now as you have had in this, because it's been extremely helpful that the community has given us so much good input. Sounds like with that little explanation, we may have a recommendation from staff.
Catherine is caucusing with the attorneys. We'll,
I will now sing the park song.
Actually,
always a good idea.
during the caucus, it might be useful if all of us said what kind of information we think would be particularly useful to get out of the CCPR process. I think looking at what normally comes up, I would sort of be looking for what normally comes up. If other members of the council have sort of specific questions they'd like to see answered in that process, it might be useful to everybody to sort of state that.
Actually, Commissioner, in my 25 years of participating in land use, I've never been involved in a Central City Parking Review, so I don't know what the approval criteria are.
And all I know is what Erica told me earlier today.
Mayor Hales, one idea that just surfaced, I think with the concurrence of both council, is perhaps to continue this for a month to allow discussions to occur between staff, the respective parties, about the best way to move forward procedurally, cleanly.
Okay. I think that might that might be best, in that this, again, is a very unusual case. We're trying to synthesize a decision that's neither an outright denial nor an approval, and that's not the norm in these kinds of cases. So,
in which case, we would come back at a date certain to either receive a stipulated agreement, or we would then determine what our course would be. No further testimony.
We're not going to take further public testimony. We're going to have
Mayor, can
have
I ask
staff
a procedural question
to,
before we debate this? It's to our counsel. I want to understand conceptually, what's the difference between what we're currently talking about doing and potentially, in this or any other case, agreeing with the applicant with a condition subsequent?
What's really different, Commissioner?
Well, I'm just trying to. I'm asking because I want to be educated.
I'm not entirely sure I understand your question, but I think what you're asking is, what's the difference between a consolidated application if they had applied for all three at once versus approving this comp plan amendment and zone change with a condition subsequent being
the parking issue being resolved to our satisfaction?
The difference, if I can butt in here, the difference is that we would be making the decision that the approval criteria have been met. What I think we have all agreed is we don't have enough information to know whether the approval criteria have been met.
So That's what I thought, and I just thought it was helpful to have that explained. Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz is correct. Thank you.
I love it when the city attorney says Commissioner Fritz is correct.
She says it pretty often, actually.
That's excellent. Yeah. That's my day.
All right. Okay. So I don't believe we need a motion to continue the hearing, correct?
That's correct. It would simply be continued for a month for council deliberation.
Okay. So do we want to set a time certain for that in January?
Looks like I have Thursday, January 8th at 3 p.m.
Is that satisfactory to council for both sides of this debate? Okay. So that is what I'm going to rule, that we're going to set this, we're going to continue this until January 8th, 3 p.m. At that point, we will take staff recommendations and any particular stipulations in writing from the parties.
And, no testimony.
No public testimony.
No further public testimony.
Or attorney testimony. So if you want to watch it on Channel 30 rather than coming down, that would be fine. You're welcome to come down, too. But
always welcome.
It's probably going to be raining even worse in January.
Thank you all very much for being here for this hearing today. That is our decision, and we're adjourned.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Here's why I love lime juice.